It started as a simple experiment. Medical staff at Brunswick Novant Medical Center would test all patients for diabetes as a routine part of the hospital admission process. The test turned up staggering results. Over a three-month period, a surprising percentage turned out to be undiagnosed diabetics. Dr. David Koenig, a hospitalist at Novant, says diabetes can lead to end-organ damage, particularly kidney damage, an increased risk for stroke and heart disease.
So if you go along and are asymptomatic and don't know you have diabetes for 5 to 10 years, you may well have put yourself at much higher risk for those problems.
Dr. Koenig also emphasizes that lifestyle changes can make the difference between needing medication to manage the disease or not. But the continuing rise in obesity and diabetes is a head-scratcher for the doctor, since the issue is hardly new or obscure.
I am constantly stunned how I've asked the people who are diabetic, have you started to just walk around the block at least 3 times a week or walk 4 blocks down the way and back 3 times a week. And yet I find a number of people that say, I haven't started doing that. No, I'm not increasing my activity yet.
Everyone is at some risk of diabetes, says Dr. Koenig. And everyone should recognize that risk, take responsibility for making changes, and push back, he says, against the inertia that makes us drive to the fast food joint for dinner. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.